WHXS.
Mobile.
J04 WTQ.
WTQ, KB2HXS.
I heard you, but I couldn't quite understand you.
It's an accent again. Name here is Dave. I'm in Greer, mobile, heading to the house. Actually, the house in Greer. Calls are KB2, Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
3BQ?
It's KB2HXS. Kilowatt Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, mobile.
I'm new at this. My hearing aids, I can't get it that quick.
No problem. Name here is Dave. I am mobile in Greer, and I'm heading to the house where I live in Greer. So, welcome to the hobby.
Well, thank you. I'm in Greer too. At my daughter's house. Down here trying to get my back fixed, but I'm originally from Boynton, Florida.
I'm originally from Long Island. I spent 20 years in Florida, and my wife and I just moved up here 2 years ago. So I guess you call me a halfback because I moved halfway back.
I'm there, so I'm planning on, as soon as I get my back fixed, I'm planning on moving back.
What part of Florida were you in?
I was in Miami, then Fort Lauderdale, and I just left Boynton Beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was in, we lived in Vero Beach, or Zero Beach, as it used to be known. My wife actually grew up there, and I was there for about 20 years, doing the same thing I'm doing now, air conditioning.
I'm retired. I was working for the FAA. I worked on the mainframe computers for a while, and I worked in software. And after I to get my back fixed, I want to get a job, a captain's job. I got my captain's license.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I was. I'm an air conditioning business. I have a small business up here. Been doing it for a long time in Florida, and I came up here and got to know what's around this area, and still doing it.
Shit's busy today.
I was underneath the house good part of the day. My partner and I, we put a brand new system in for these folks. It turned out real good.
Excellent.
Couple of days. There's really not too much I can't handle except for a lot of duct work.
Got it.
Talking on an ICOM IC7000, which is a VHF, UHF, HF radio. That's what's here in the car. And at home, I have an older ICOM 706 Mach 2G. Same type of thing, VHF, UHF, and HF. I'm getting ready to put a tower up here very shortly. And I'm buying some more gear. I used to have a Kenwood TS-450 at my house, but got rid of that some years ago. I'm fixing to buy another one from a friend of mine, so I'll be back on low bands here real quick.
Yeah, TF-5R. I got a FT-991, but I haven't got it installed yet.
I was looking at getting one of those, and then I was able to get my 706 repaired, send it down to a shop in Georgia, and then, I may get one still. I don't know. Those 991s are nice radios. I just don't have $1,200 or $1,400 bucks to lay out at the moment.
And I'm new at this, and everybody said this is not the best, so that's just why I went with. I haven't used it yet.
You're broke in this hobby if you're not careful. You can buy some antennas, radios, and antennas, more radios, a tower, you know. You can go a little crazy.
in a sailboat. Now, that's where you really go broke.
Oh, well, you know what BOAT stands for, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what it stands for.
Break out another 1,000. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, sir. Have a good afternoon. I'm sorry I didn't catch your calls, or my calls are KB2HXS, and I'm going to be out of here. 73, my friend, and have a good afternoon. Stay dry.
You too. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Dango, Quebec. Clear.